Good evening, everybody, or morning, or afternoon, depending what time it is where you are in the world. Oh dear. Well, I am coming back on the visually impaired people to upload photos, if they wouldn't mind, please, request. And some people might be thinking, oh, not again, just leave it, please. I will, but I'm not going to be ranting and cross or anything today. I've calmed down since yesterday. I still think that the points I made, if anyone took the time to listen to them, were valid. But I hope that I didn't do what some people did and attack Dolores personally. I did think the boo could have, and I do think the boo could have been a bit better thought out, but hindsight is a wonderful thing, and like I said in my other boo, I said, the title was Visually Impaired People Uploading Photos, You Don't Know What You're Asking. Somebody disagreed with that. He knows who he is, and that's fine. I'm not offended or anything by that. I said on there that, you know, people could feel free to disagree and have a different opinion. That's, you know, well, it's not to me what other people think anyway, is it? I'm just a person. But that I wouldn't take offence, basically, was what I was trying to say, and that I'm not the voice of the visually impaired, I'm just me, and this is my view. I've heard a lot of boos of people saying, we are living in a sighted world and visuals are important. Yes, I do actually agree with that. I agree to the extent that I will probably, I'm not going to have a big rush, oh, I must go and get some random person to take a photo of me now, partly because of what was said about possible identity theft. That's one thing, and also just the fact that someone could just randomly run off with your phone, and even if you wipe it remotely, you haven't got your phone anymore. Rubbish. I wouldn't hand somebody my phone to take a photo. Especially if I didn't know them at all, or didn't know them that well, because they might be completely useless and rubbish at taking photographs. They may have many other skills, but photography just might not be one of them, and I'd never know. I have uploaded photos with boos before using the website, on a PC, Windows PC, but they were taken by somebody else who emailed them to me or sent them to me via Dropbox or something. I don't know, it was ages ago, but, you know, I never gave my phone to anybody to take the photo, because, like was said, you know, that's my phone, it stays with me, you know. The profile picture, though, I will consider uploading one. No, I will upload one. I'll find a goodish picture at some point. I'm not going to rush, but I will find one at some point. It won't be, you know, my main priority in the world, but I'll do it at some stage, and then I'll have a profile picture so people can see my face. I'm still not going to upload a photo with every boo, because my photography skills are shocking. They might actually be worse than shocking. So I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to have stuff that looks rubbish and I don't even know. And I'm not... some people, you know, listening to some of the boos today where people are saying, you know, I'll upload potentially crooked photos because I don't even care about the photos. Folks, wow. Just wow. I wish I had your amount of confidence. I'm afraid I don't. I don't feel, personally, I'd feel uneasy about doing that and not comfortable. But good on you. You know, if you are confident enough to do that, then that's fantastic. But please respect that some of us aren't. The personal attacks on Dolores, I have to say, I'm afraid I've only heard about these secondhand. I am on Twitter. But having even just heard some of the boos, some of which were quite aggressive, even on the part of people getting annoyed with other blind people for getting aggressive. They were really quite stressful, some of them, to listen to. I don't want to listen to boos of somebody shouting really aggressively. Whatever they're shouting about, I just don't want to listen to that. There was one, I won't mention names, but there was one boo that I heard a few seconds of, and I just thought, I'm not listening to any more of this. It's making me feel bad. It's making me feel stressed. Somebody's being very, very angry from the start. There was another boo where someone started off sounding disappointed and got quite cross towards the end. And even that, you know, I didn't find that an easy listen. And, you know, maybe part of that anger's aimed at me. I don't know. Because a lot of people have sort of maybe been a bit cowardly like me and not mentioned names. But apart from poor Dolores, who's come in for a lot of attack, and I utterly condemn, like RJ Nett, I utterly condemn the personal attacks on Dolores. She wasn't trying to be unkind. I think the way she said it was probably clumsy, but, and maybe a bit blunt and a bit misjudged, but haven't we all done things like that? It's just most of us are lucky enough not to have done it on audioboo. And can't we be a bit forgiving towards each other? Do we really have to, you know, shout at each other and start name calling and things? Is that really necessary? And is that really grown up? I would say no. And, you know, I may be setting myself up here because I did contribute something to it yesterday, one of the earlier responses. Excuse me, I just need a glass of water, all this talking. But I just don't think the name-calling nastiness that's gone on in some cases is helpful, constructive or necessary. So this is me saying, similar to other people really, that despite the fact that the way it was done, somebody sent me a message. The way that it was done may have been a bit ill-judged and a bit too quick and everything. And I still say, you know, Audioboo, get us some pictures to put up if you want them, if you want pictures. I love the luggages idea of being able to pick a different picture. And he even mentioned me, which was quite exciting. Thank you, Matt. And I'm now following him. And I even Matt, I even started following you before I even knew you'd booed on this subject. And then I found, oh, the first boo's about this. Let's see what he's got to say about it then. And Matt was being very, very calm and measured. But I love your idea, Matt, about let's have different pictures. So we could choose, you know, wildlife. And then within that, we could choose city birds, country birds, dawn, sunset, different things. And they could all be, you know, labelled like that, so we'd know what we were picking. Maybe we could have things like, you know, balloons if it was a thing of somebody's birthday, or pictures of parcels, presents, or Christmas tree if it was to do with Christmas, stuff like that, you know. I wouldn't mind that at all, because then I know that their audioboo aren't going to put rubbish pictures up there themselves if they want the site to look nice, are they? So I'd be quite happy to trust Audioboo to pick, you know, to get some lovely pictures, and yeah, I'd pick one and I'd have no problem with that. And I think that's a really constructive idea. Ednan's idea about the competition for the photo, it's constructive and everything, but it does make me a bit uneasy because I've just got images of pages and pages of awful photos everywhere. And that might actually look worse than the blank spaces. I don't know, because I can't see anything apart from when my computer's on, all I can see is the screen's lit up. That's it. So I really don't know whether awful photos would look worse or better than blank spaces. I haven't got a clue, but I think they might, especially if a lot of them were crooked and things. And as JLL Tribute said, you could end up looking like the site's full of drunk people. The other thing I really would say, and I'm trying to say this very gently, and please, Dolores, it's not aimed at you, because I don't think you're a designer. I think you're a boo community sort of person trying to encourage relations with the community. But I would say to the designers of the website, a lot of us who are visually impaired have been with Audioboo for a very, very long time. And the fact that a lot of us don't have profile pictures must have been obvious, even with the old website. So couldn't somebody have thought of this during the redesign process, really? We haven't all of a sudden descended on you since your new website design, because we don't fall for what some Americans call eye candy. It doesn't impress us. We're visually impaired or blind. Well, I suppose visually impaired? Impaired includes blind and partially sighted people anyway, doesn't it? But, most of us just don't care about web design because our screen readers kind of just ignore all the graphics and stuff and tell us about the essential things we need to know, what the links are, what the buttons are, that sort of thing. So I would say, really, I think from an outsider's point of view, and I am an outsider in the sense that I don't work for Audioboo, I haven't had contact with people such as Dolores and other people who work within Audioboo like some other people on here have. But I would say things like the RSS feeds being missed out and iTunes links and things, it all does look as if the new website was rushed out and published a bit too fast, in a bit too much of a rush. And then they've suddenly gone, oops, we've forgotten the RSS feeds. Another thing missing is we used to have links on our own and other people's pages, you know, to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we could go, we could look at our very first booze and things like that. I can't do that anymore without going see more forever and a day, just to go back to the beginning of my boo timeline. Somebody asked me, I think it was RJ Net, how long have you been on Audio Boo? And I said, oh, I'll just have a look. Went to the website. Oh, where's this thing gone where you can click number 1 or 2 or 5 or 19 or whatever to look at your ages ago boos? Ah, they've got rid of it. It's gone. Oh, no. Yeah, so that was annoying. And also, it'd be lovely if that was brought back. What I found really interesting was that two-sighted people booed about it. Heads up on that, and sort of congratulations, not congratulations, that sounds sort of patronising and rubbish. No, I don't mean that. I mean sort of, I'm pleased. I'm pleased that two-sighted people, I think there were three. There may be more, but there were three boos I found by sighted people about this issue. And I thought it was lovely that they cared enough to boo about it. All of them, I think, or at least two of them, said they don't like the new website. So, Audio Boo designers, what have you been doing? Why haven't you done this thing where people can choose between the old and the new website? If your sighted users don't like it either, and some of them, one of them has obviously paid because he has boos of longer than 5 minutes, a lot longer, and he doesn't like it. There was no user discussion as such. So that this isn't so much to do with the visually impaired photos issue. It sort of just stems out of that because this whole thing has come about because of the new website design. If sighted people are finding it confusing, actually it's not so bad if you're blind with a screen reader, because the screen reader really doesn't care about different sized tiles and stuff. It just reads you what's there in the order it pretty much should be read. So actually, we as blind people or VI people get a far better deal in terms of viewing things chronologically. But if it's confusing to sighted people who have been on here for 3 or 4 years, aren't you going to alienate or at least confuse potential new users by having these funny different sized tiles as well? Aren't they going to look and go, oh, this is too confusing, I'll try SoundCloud or something else instead, if for their new audio page that they might be looking at setting up? Just a thought. I'm not sighted, so I don't know. But it's just a thought and a question I'm putting out there. Please, please, please know that I'm trying to be gentle and constructive and say, Dolores, please, apologies if I made you feel any worse. I was upset, I'll be honest, yes, yesterday. I've calmed down a lot since. I'm not withdrawing anything I said, but I do condemn the personal attacks on you, your voice, and any other things that people said personally being nasty to you that, I'll be honest, I just couldn't face reading all the stuff on Twitter, because I have seen discussions descending into ridiculousness on blind mailing lists and things before. Some people seem to have ginormous chips, not just on their shoulders, But all the way down to the floor, nearly from their shoulders, they seem to have massive chips. I don't know how they walk with those, to be honest. Perhaps that's why they're so grumpy, because the chips are so heavy they can't hardly move. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up chip on your shoulder on Wikipedia, because I don't know if they have that expression in places like America and Canada. And probably they do in Australia, but who knows? Anyway, chip on your shoulder is the expression I'm thinking of now, talking about that. Anyway, okay, so this is my trying to calm people down and be constructive type boo on the VI photos issue, and also the new website design in general. Sorry to criticise Audio Boo, but you have rushed this, I think, and sort of forgotten your users a bit in the effort to please shallow people, frankly. Sorry. And I don't know if you've even done that, judging by what the sighted people have said. Oh dear. Well, take care, everybody, and I hope I haven't inflamed anyone by this boo. And, yeah, please let's all just be nice, or try to be nice now. All this backbiting and things, it doesn't help anybody, it just makes everybody feel bad. Okay, take care, everybody. Have a good day. Bye.